At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, snow will return to the Sierra Nevada this Thursday and Friday. A Pacific storm will bring periods of heavy snow to the Sierra Nevada starting this Thursday and continuing into Friday evening. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the Sierra above 5,000 feet from Thursday afternoon through Friday evening. The total snow accumulations above the 5,000-foot elevation will range from half a foot to a foot and a half. The snow levels will start around 5,500 to 6,500 feet on Thursday before lowering to 4,000 to 5,500 feet on Friday. Expect wind gusts in excess of 40 to 50 miles an hour over the higher peaks. Travel delays and chain controls will impact travel into the mountains.
Well, Amador County Public Health reports 17 more cases of COVID-19, two more deaths since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab-confirmed case count to 1,632. Now, the individuals who passed, two males, one in his 50s, another in his 60s. The new cases include 8 males and 9 females, one child under 18, 9, 18 to 49, 3, 50 to 64, 4 people over 65. 2 Amador residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. And the Mule Creek State Prison outbreak has been resolved. No new inmate cases in the past 14 days. Well, health officials warn, even though Amador has moved from purple to the red tier and our overall case count has decreased, it's still critical everyone continues to practice mitigation. Wear face coverings while in public, practice frequent hand washing, continue physical distancing 6 feet apart when out in public.
And the Ione City Council will be moving ahead with an ordinance to allow Airbnb and other short-term rentals in the city, but did not agree to a proposed change to their meeting time. Well, meeting last night, the council reviewed a draft new city law that will allow short-term rentals. Currently, the city's zoning code does not allow them, which are typically offered through Airbnb or other online offerings. Under the proposed ordinance, if a proposed rental meets all of the code requirements, it will be permitted by staff. Rentals that don't meet the requirements will need a public hearing before the City Planning Commission before approval. The council did not approve a change in their meeting times. Currently, the council starts their meetings at 6 p.m. with a closed session. The proposed change would move the start time to 5:30 so that the closed session, or that the open session, I should say, would start at 6. The proposal died due to a lack of a second and did not receive a vote. Also approved was a final map for the next section of the Castle Oaks development, Castle Oaks Village 8B. The approval is the final approval before an additional 51 single-family homes are built and sold.
Well, Calaveras County Administrative Officer Albert Ault has resigned from his position. The announcement came during a report on the closed session at the end of the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday. Now, Ault tendered his resignation effective June 2nd, which the board accepted by unanimous vote. Because Ault's resignation was handled in closed session, many of the details on his departure can't be discussed in public. Ault and the board mutually agreed he would utilize existing leave until the resignation date. And during yesterday's closed session, the board also directed staff to bring forward a resolution at the board's next meeting, appointing Deputy CAO Christina Von Latta as interim CAO. Now, Ault initially took the position back in April of 2019. February 23rd this year, he was the subject of a public employee performance evaluation during the closed session of a board meeting.
Well, two more arrests have been made in the Savannah Berger murder. After a thorough investigation by Amador County Sheriff's detectives, felony warrants for the arrest of Linda Beeman and Patricia Adams were recently executed for being an accessory to a crime. Taken into custody were Beeman, Jerry Adams' mother, and Patricia, Jerry Adams' sister. According to the arrest warrant, they are suspected of assisting Jerry Adams in his attempt to evade arrest after a warrant was obtained for his arrest in the murder of Berger. Both women were arrested Tuesday at their places of employment, and both were booked on $500,000 bail.
Well, today, St. Patrick's Day, CHP on the alert for impaired drivers. CHP cautions drivers, alcohol not the only substance that can lead to an arrest for DUI. Cannabis, prescription meds, and illegal drugs can all lead to impaired driving. If you choose to celebrate, please do so responsibly, designate a sober driver, or make other arrangements to get home safe.
And today's the deadline for those pushing to get a recall election put on the ballot for Governor Newsom. The organizers claim they have collected more than the 1.5 million signatures needed to have a recall election, saying that number is actually over 2 million signatures. All must be submitted to county elections officials by the end of business today. In turn, those officials will have until April 29th to verify the authenticity of signatures and notify the Secretary of State of the results. As the months-long review gets underway, the governor has seen his popularity tumble as public unrest has spread over long-running school and business closures during the pandemic, a still-unfolding unemployment benefits scandal, and for attending a party with friends and lobbyists while telling California residents to stay home. So far, more than 80% of the signatures turned in have been validated. It could take until September before an election date is scheduled, and both sides anticipate that election will be in November.
And drivers traveling through Calaveras County this week should prepare for traffic delays. Caltrans conducting utility work with one-way traffic control on Highway 12 from Holmquist Lane to Quail Oaks Road between Valley Springs and Burson from 7 to 5 today. Motorists can expect delays up to 10 minutes.
And the Amador Resource Conservation District is hosting Community Chipping Days this Friday and Saturday at the River Pines Fire Station from 8:30 to 4. Landowners will be able to bring vegetation material cleared from their own properties to these chipping days. A licensed contractor with an industrial chipper will be used on site. Chipping will be provided at no cost and is first come, first serve. And you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. They come to your vehicle, to your truck, to your trailer, whatever it may be, and unload it right there for you. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country. Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day, from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.